Hello, I'm Marion Marshall with the BBC News. The Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, has told the BBC she's the innocent victim of efforts to unseat her, a week before the Senate votes on whether to hold an impeachment trial. She denies allegations of illegally concealing the size of budget deficit ahead of her re-election in 2014. Ms. Rousseff spoke to the BBC's Wira Davis.
The president again insisted she'd done nothing illegal, that the charges against her over illegally hiding the size of the budget deficit were baseless. Moreover, she told me, this was not the end.
O que nós iremos fazer é resistir.
We are going to resist, resist, and resist again. My supporters and I, we believe the impeachment process is illegitimate and illegal.
Dilma Rousseff is a tough political character, perhaps in denial over the strength of opposition to her. The reality is that by the end of next week, she may be out of office for good.
A massive wildfire, which has prompted a state of emergency in the Canadian province of Alberta, is continuing to spread. 1,600 homes and other buildings in Fort McMurray have been destroyed. One police officer estimated that half the city had been lost to the flames. Alberta's Premier, Rachel Notley, explained the government's decision.
The province has declared a state of provincial emergency, and so what that means is that the regional district will report through the province and will be in a better position to coordinate all of the resources that need to be brought to bear on dealing with this situation.
John Kasich has withdrawn from the race for the U.S. Republican Party's presidential nomination, leaving Donald Trump as the only candidate. Mr. Kasich made the announcement at an emotional news conference in his home state, Ohio. The decision clears the way for Mr. Trump to run for the White House in the presidential election in November. A leading opposition politician, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Moise Katumbi, has confirmed that he'll run in the presidential election scheduled for November. Mr. Katumbi, a millionaire businessman and former governor of Katanga province, made the announcement on social media. Maud Julien reports from Kinshasa.
Moise Katumbi's role in football have made him a popular figure, and he's wealthy enough to run a big campaign. But there are many obstacles ahead. None of the bigger opposition names have rallied him. It's looking increasingly unlikely that there will be an election at all this year. The Electoral Commission has already announced that there will be delays. And a lawsuit was opened against Mr. Katumbi yesterday. He's accused of recruiting foreign mercenaries for his personal security.
The head of Bangladesh's largest Islamist party has lost a final appeal against the death penalty. The Supreme Court upheld the sentence imposed on Motiur Rahman Nizami of the Jamaati Islami Party. He was convicted for his role in crimes committed during the country's War of Independence against Pakistan 45 years ago. He can now seek clemency from the president. World News from the BBC. The Australian government says the country's most dangerous Islamic State militant has been killed in a US airstrike in Iraq. Neil Prakash, also known as Abu Khalid al-Kambodi, was killed in Mosul on Friday. Australian officials said he was a senior recruiter for IS and was linked to militant plots in Australia. The Israeli military has said it conducted airstrikes overnight in the Gaza Strip, hitting four sites used by the militant group Hamas. It follows increased tension on the border of the Palestinian territory on Wednesday, with Israeli forces and militants exchanging fire. Researchers in Britain have suggested that the health benefits of cycling and walking outweigh the harm from inhaling traffic fumes in all but the world's most polluted cities. Claire Marshall reports.
Regular exercise reduces the risk of diseases such as diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. A new piece of research finds that the health benefits of getting on your bike far outweigh the damage done by the fumes that you may inhale. The researchers used computer simulations to compare data on different kinds of physical activity and different levels of air pollution in locations around the world. Delhi has pollution levels 10 times those of London. Even there, people would have to cycle over 5 hours a week before the pollution risks outweighed the health benefits.
The authorities in Mexico City have ordered 40% of cars and lorries to keep off the roads on Thursday, extending for a third day a measure aimed at reducing air pollution. A combination of high temperatures and low winds has added to long-standing problems with air quality in the Mexican capital. There's been a big increase in the number of Asian universities ranked among the best in the world. 17 appear in the top 100 of this year's Times Higher Education World Rankings. That's up from 10 last year. BBC News.